Thanks. Yep, that's the good stuff right there. Never hurts to come down here and knock a few back.
Yeah.
I see them. Don't worry, I'll handle it. Looks like the bartender noticed too, that creep. He's been doing nothing but staring since I got here. And from what I can tell, he doesn't plan to do that all night. What should I do, though? I don't want to make a scene here. Oh, hello. What do we have here? Yep, looks like the cutie's back here again tonight, too. Maybe I can use them to get this perv off my back. After all, I have been meaning to talk to them. They seem so focused on something. Guess I'll just plant myself right here without them noticing. Dang, they're even more adorable up close. Alright, enough staring. Let's get this show on the road. Hey. So, do you come here often? You catch on quick, don't you? And here I was thinking I'd have to ease you into it. Maybe I'm flirting with you, cutie. Isn't it obvious? I did call you a cutie, didn't I? Really? Your current facial expression tells me otherwise. It's quite adorable, by the way. Okay, I'll ease up on the teasing, Ben. I am curious. I see you come to this bar a lot. Got any reason as to why? Just for the drinks, are you sure? I mean, they do say that a bar is a good place to start when you want to meet someone for a particular reason. If you insist. Bartender! I'll have what they're having and give them a refill, why don't you? Nah, it's fine, cutie. The tab's on me this time. Thank you. I see you're someone who has good taste. Makes me curious as to know what else you might have good taste in. Not much. Honestly, I don't believe you. From what I can tell, you got more in stock than what you think you do. Poor thing. They sound like a real Debbie Downer. Not, and they seem a little off. Hey, is everything all right? Are you sure? Because I'm here to listen to you if you want to talk about it. Okay. Seems like they won't tell me. Did my flirting scare them off? Maybe I should try to change the subject. So, let's drink. Is that your favorite? Interesting. My go-to is the Blue Beach. That mango flavor is a match made in heaven for my taste buds. Oh, yeah, it's great. You should try it sometime, I swear. If I didn't have to worry about having a massive hangover the following morning, I'd be here chugging it down till closing. Oh, trust me, cutie. You have no idea. I remember way back during my early days of coming to this bar. A friend of mine recommended it. He recommended me this drink I can't remember. And to say I was hooked was an understatement. Like I said, I don't remember all the details, sadly, but apparently I got so drunk that, well, let's just say that day was certainly eventful. Man, that must have been something. Okay. It's about a few hours. That creep should be long gone now. Listen, I had a great time tonight, but I should get going. You know, I wouldn't mind if you decide to want a little more fun with me tonight. Oh, I think you know what I mean, cutie. When you decide on something, give me a call. Bye now. I sure hope they saw the note I slipped them. Alright, I'm outside now. Time to head home. Wait a minute. Oh, fuck. I knew it. That creep is still here. I should have known he would be on here, waiting for me to leave. You know what? Let's just get this over with. The sooner I can get him off my back, the better. He's coming towards me. Good. I don't have to waste any effort walking towards him. Excuse me, sir. Do you need help with something? That's none of your business. No, thanks. I can all come alone. My house isn't that far from here. Shh. Sorry, but the answer is still no. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going home. And you should be too. Hey, get your grubby hands off me before I... Buddy, you don't want to find that out. Fine. If that's what you want, then I'll just... Huh? It's that cutie from the bar. But where are they? Huh? Yeah, I'm fine. Just look out. Oh, they're getting pummeled. I better go help. Oh, they're fighting... Oh, wait, never mind. And looks like the cutie knows how to fight back. Ooh. That's gonna hurt. Wait a minute. Why am I just standing here? I better go ahead and put that black belt to good use. Oh, whoa, did they just... At least that scared him off. That's right. And don't you ever come back here again, you creep. Hey, are you all right? I'm fine. If anything, I should say thanks for stepping in, even though you didn't have to. No, seriously, I could have... Are you sure you're alright? You seem to be... Shit, you fell! Oh, crap. Hey, come on. Say something. It looks like you're still here. Good. No, you're not fine. Your head almost made contact with the concrete. Are you stupid? We need to get you home. Did you drive up here? You walked here too, huh? Well, shoot. Tell you what, hun. My place is relatively close to the bar. It's like a 5 to 8 minute walk here. Do you think you can make it? All right. Now hold on to me, cutie. How are you holding up? Well, don't worry. We're almost there. Just keep holding on to me. We're here. Let me just unlock the door, okay? Got it. Opening the door. Come on in. Gonna go ahead and lock it? Alright. Onwards to my bed. Because you need to lay down. And my couch might be too uncomfortable. Alright. I'll lay you down gently. And let me lay down gently. There we are. How are you feeling? The same. I see. Let me go get you some water. Alright, turn the water off. Here. How's that? A little better? Okay. Do you need to go to the hospital, or... But you're still... No hospital. Got it. Alright. They're still shaking, though. I don't think it's gonna get better unless... I don't have any other option. Hang tight. I'll be right back. Okay. It's just rubbing alcohol. It's meant for me, not you. You'll see. Now, let me get on this bed with you and... No. Don't get up, QA. I know what I'm doing. I just need to. There. Alright. Go ahead. You heard me. Go ahead. My neck is completely exposed. You need blood, don't you? I'll answer your questions later. Right now, you need someone to feed off of. No, hun. Don't back out. If we don't get this over with now, it's only gonna get worse, I bet. Don't worry about me. I'll be fine. Just go ahead and do whatever you need to do. Okay. We'll go on the count of three. One. Oh, jeez. They dove straight in it, too. They must have been dying for this stuff. Oh, fuck. There you go. That's it. Get as much of it as you need. I'm fine. I'm just a little dizzy, that's all. Oh, what about you? Do you feel any better now? A lot better? Well, I'm glad. Huh? Figured out what exactly? Oh, the whole vampire thing. Well, that's the funny part. Well, I already have experiences when it comes to dealing with vampires. And no, I'm not a vampire hunter. I just happen to know a lot of people who are vampires. I mean, there are some subtle hints. Like I said, hun, I'm regular at the bar, both in the day and at night. Yet I've only ever seen you there at night. You seem rather fidgeting at times, especially when we talked. And then when that creep got into it, you hissed at them. Your eyes were different and your fangs were showing. Those fangs, they're retractable, aren't they? I figured as much. No. Don't apologize. It's fine. I should thank you for stepping in and protecting me, even though I could have handled it. Nah, trust me. If it were me, he would have left the alleyway in crutches. Yep. I was taking Taekwondo and Judo classes, and I graduated both with a black belt. In fact, you see those trophies over there? Yep. Won those off of tournaments. But enough about me. We need to talk about you, hun. Why are you hiding the fact you're a vampire? Your species' existence is kind of common knowledge to us humans. You hated yourself, but why? Hurt people? No. That doesn't sound like something someone like you would do. It seems like you got it all wrong, hun. Just because you need to feed on blood doesn't necessarily mean you have to hurt someone in order to get it. Besides, you do know that blood banks exist, right? What do you mean that's not it? But you need blood to survive, hun. Wait a second. So is that why you come to the bar often? Hun, I'm sorry, but using alcohol as a substitute for what you actually need isn't something you should be doing. Especially if you constantly drink until you can barely walk. That isn't a healthy coping mechanism. Hey, look at me, hun. No, look at me. You're not a monster. You didn't ask to be this way. Just like how I didn't ask to have my first menstrual cycle in my late 20s, but it is what it is. So don't think just because you need blood from others doesn't mean that you're a freak of nature. It's not true. You might think that it is, but it's not. That's just our stupid brain brewing negativity for God knows whatever reason. I just need you to remember something. There's more to you than that. A whole lot more. You're more than just a blood-sucking creature of the night. More than the glasses of alcohol you were having. And just listen to me when I say this, hun. That stuff isn't gonna help you with your blood craving in the slightest. At the rate you're going, the only thing it's going to do is add even more into your problem. The more you intake, the less edge it's going to have on you. Next thing you know, you'll be drowning another, and another, and another until, well, just do me a favor and don't go down that road. Stop while you're ahead, okay? You're welcome, hun. And besides, can't be having my lover roam around here beating themselves up. Yes, sugar. You heard me. Of course I like you. I thought it was obvious from the start. Besides, do you really think I would take the risk of bringing you here? If I knew that wasn't the case. Besides, I've seen how you look at me sometimes. No, hon. Don't apologize. I in fact like it when you stare, and I guess over time I grew to like you. Even though we only saw each other at night, I could tell that you were my type. Oh, you know, thoughtful, nice, quiet, and overall very adorable. Oh, come on, hon. You are adorable. And the way you're blushing seemingly confirms it. But in all seriousness, I do like you. And if you're unable to return the feeling, then I understand. I'll be upset, but I'll respect your wishes. What is it? Oh, so you do like me back. Really? You had for a while too, huh? Well, I guess it's just a matter of time before one of us makes a move. Sure. What do you need? Hi. Oh gosh. Now I'm the one blushing. Yeah, it seems we're both a little lightheaded. Wait, you should stay here. I know you don't like staying out during the daylight hours, but I'd much prefer it if you stayed here with me. And in case we oversleep, my blind should help block out some of the sunlight. Then we can find a safe way to get you home, okay? Okay, now lay back down and cuddle with me, hun. Yeah, just like that. I love you too.